This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the game, the midday show with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good on a beautiful Tuesday here in the A. Andy, as get ready for another day, another opportunity.
Every day is an opportunity.
Every day is an opportunity to get your ass above 500.
You just get 1% better every day. Imagine what you could accomplish.
And you've been with me a long time, and you know that I don't deal in the conspiracy world, the rigged world.
No, you don't.
Because if it was
neither of us do.
Yeah, we don't.
We're both pretty anti-conspiracy, anti-curse.
Yeah.
And like, we don't believe in that kind of stuff.
But damn it, Andy.
But there are times.
There are times where you sit back and you're like, huh. Like, you sit back and you're like, when we dealing in this business, we have to deal with fans, Atlanta sports fans. I hate Atlanta sports fans.
Right. Like, everything is a conspiracy. Every single game.
And then I go back and I think about certain things, as far as you talk about the NBA lottery and stuff,
yep.
Right? And there was a generational player, right, that was number one overall.
Was?
He is. Number one overall.
Yeah.
You saw him last night drop 30 in the playoff game.
Okay, yeah.
You couldn't get where were the Hawks picking that year? Did they have an opportunity in lottery?
I don't know. I think they're in the playoffs that year.
Oh, okay. All right. They didn't have no pick swaps or nothing?
I don't think so.
I mean, the odds were in the odds gods were in our favor last year, and he got no one overall pick.
I didn't hear anybody crying that it was rigged last year.
I damn sure did. I didn't hear no damn rig last year when Atlanta got the damn
number one. The slim odds
and all that stuff.
They had the same odds Dallas did last night.
Same damn odds, huh?
Yeah, and they didn't have to sell their soul to the Los Angeles Lakers in order to get it. The Hawks didn't do anything. All they did was get the number one pick in the 1 year where nobody wanted it.
Oh my damn!
Yeah, no, I'm with you, because I always, like, with conspiracy theories, there's sort of two little quick tests that I try to hold the conspiracy up to,
right?
And then I decide if I'm going to progress past that,
right?
Because the two easy ways to just discount almost every conspiracy for me, number one. Who would stand to benefit from this?
Yes.
And almost always, with all the nonsense conspiracies that people come out with, it's like, well, I mean, either whatever the outcome was, everyone would have been fine. Like, it's like the flat Earth thing.
Yes.
Like, who would benefit from there being a conspiracy to say that the Earth is round when it isn't?
Right.
Globe makers? Like, I don't think they have enough pull to get that done.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I can see who would benefit from this.
Yeah.
A lot of teams.
Yeah.
The NBA has already benefited from this if it was conspired to send Luka to LA and then repay them with the number one pick. Like, it's already benefited them. They took the news cycle the whole week of the Super Bowl because of that. Like, the NBA has already cashed checks off of this. So that one's out. Okay, yeah. People benefit from it. The second one is always how many competent people would it take in order to pull something like this off?
A sham.
And usually when it's like a big government conspiracy or something like that, I'm like, I don't know, man. the amount of competency and secrecy that it would take in order for people to keep their mouth shut and execute this. Right. I'm like, I don't believe that that would be possible. But this would only take a couple people.
That's it.
So, yeah, let's go.
It's pretty this is like,
maybe it was a conspiracy.
I don't know, because you know what's so funny? You know, the funniest part was,
maybe it was rigged.
You remember, I think, it was a while back, and I was like, man, why should Spurs mess around and get the number one overall pick? And then when they got in the final.
Oh, yeah, the Hawks were in the lottery that year. They had number six.
Oh, okay.
They got a Kongwu. My bad.
So you couldn't help Atlanta, huh?
Couldn't get a ping pong ball out there.
No, they went. Now, Atlanta went from 10 to 1 last year.
Yeah.
You could go from 6 to 1?
Yeah.
Because they changed this whole format during that time, right?
And this format was then.
Yeah.
Too. Yeah.
You can't get number one, huh?
Couldn't get a ping pong ball that year.
Okay.
No.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. I don't want to, but it was just funny. It was so damn funny, Buck. I couldn't stop laughing when I saw that damn when I saw that. I was outside with the boys, and I saw that. I heard it on the iPad. I was like, did he just say what I think he said? He just say Dallas. If number one overall pick will go to Dallas.
Yeah, and here's
the Cowboys.
Yeah, right.
The Mavericks.
Nico. Nico's off the hook.
No, hell
look
no.
At that.
Nico ain't on no damn hook. All right, that was luck. I know how people are like, yeah. Nico got some get back. Nico gets some get back on what? Luck.
Yeah, Nico got lucky. I guess the universe said we are going to take a little pity on you.
Yeah.
And give you this ping pong ball. Look, I don't know. I'll say this. Beyond the conspiracy part of it, I'm glad the teams that ended up at the top were Dallas and San Antonio, not the tanking ass bums that tried to get number one, like the Sixers, and the Hornets, and the Jazz, and the Wizards, and the Pelicans, and the Nets, who were right after them.
Right.
They don't reward tanking.
I agree.
And I like that it wasn't.
I agree.
The two teams that ended up at the top legitimately tried to win this year. The Mavs were in the play-in round. They just came up short because of so many injuries.
Right.
So I like that.
And that's why I said, like, Kyrie gets hurt. And, certain things happen for them to be in the lottery. But, yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I was talking to you before the show. They had a great picture of Daryl Morey with his face planted on the on the table. Good.
Good.
Yeah, because it's crazy that you're thinking that, okay, I could put my fan base through this. Mm-hmm. I can do all these different things. I can get rid of good players and all these things. And it's not – I mean, it's really not Philly's fault that Embiid and Paul George and Maxey all got hurt.
No.
You know, that was not the initial – initial plan.
The Embiid Maxi one, you get it. It's like they drafted him. Bringing Paul George into that was a little bit like.
And it was more or less, it was like.
You really want to roll the dice on that one?
And that was more because Paul had hurt Philadelphia. Paul didn't want to go no damn Philadelphia. Right. Paul wanted to stay in L.A. where he's from and things like that. But, you know, in this cycle and business aspect of feeling like you are not appreciated when it comes to the money part of it, you want to go where you can get the most money, especially when you're at this part of your career. And that's when Paul chose to move all the way across to Philadelphia.
No, I don't blame
Paul. I don't blame him.
I blame them.
Yeah, I blame them for
for thinking Paul George was going to be able to be healthy. Like he had been healthy for like a year and a half.
Yes.
Odds are that wasn't going to last.
Yeah, man.
And so they kind of got what they deserved.
You don't get healthier as you get older.
No.
You know? And so, but yeah, I saw that, Andy. I was like, hold on. You mean to tell me that you did favors for you did favors to Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
You did favor for the Bulls? Yeah, Derrick Rose.
Oh, what was that favor?
They got number one pick and got to get a Chicago kid, Derrick Rose.
Oh, got it. Okay,
yeah, I bring
got
it all up.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah.
See, because I'm so out of the loop on conspiracies normally. I get the LeBron one. Yes, that definitely was.
Cleveland got LeBron. Yeah, and I remember, you remember Jerry West was so pissed because he was number, I think, who was number two in the draft?
Well, he was with Memphis at
the time,
Memphis, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know, you also have the get back. The NBA is giving you a little get back if you help an LA team. Because remember, New Orleans traded Chris Paul to the Lakers. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't let him. Mm-hmm. And then they traded him to the Clippers, number one pick the next year.
Yeah.
And then they trade Anthony Davis to the Lakers, number one pick the next year.
Yeah.
And then the Mavericks trade Luka to the Lakers, number one pick the next year.
I ain't saying it's a conspiracy, Andy, but it's something.
There's something going
on. There's something, dog.
Yeah.
There's no way you're telling me that. And this goes back to this beautiful city with these wonderful sports fans that we get to entertain every day.
What do we have to do?
What do we got
to
do, man?
What do we have to do to get a conspiracy to benefit us?
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
What do we got to do? I don't know. I don't know, man. But I brush it off. Man, come on, man. I don't want to hear that, man. But damn.
How can we be on the receiving end of an NBA or any, I don't care what league it is, any league, conspiracy? Give us some help.
Give us some.
Tell us what to do. Do you need us to trade a star to LA?
Yeah.
They can have them. I don't know who he is, but
I'm
they can
serious,
have him.
Like maybe the best player in the NBA.
We traded Freddie, not really, but he went over there.
The best player, maybe the best player in the NBA, is from here.
Yeah,
you were in that lottery.
You were. Come on, NBA.
And you could give him to Atlanta. You send him to Minnesota.
I know.
It would be better for him to be here.
Way better
than damn Minnesota.
Way better. Way
hometown
better.
Kid taking the A on his back, all the
He still shows up to every game with an Atlanta hat on, even though he's been in Minnesota all these years.
Unbelievable.
He was good last night. Too,
he
man.
Really was.
Boy was.
he really
was Anthony Edwards.
He really, really, really was
special in that game last night. It just is. I hate that this is sort of becoming the defining story of the playoffs right now. And the Celtics were going to lose that game anyway. They were down eight when Tatum went down, and Jalen Brunson was having the game we talked about.
Yep.
That was the Jalen Brunson game last night. He is unbelievable when the game is on the line. Celtics had a big lead in that one, too. And then here come the Knicks, and they were able to get whatever they wanted down the stretch. And then, obviously, the story of the night is Tatum goes down, non-contact, couldn't really see what it was. Obviously, on replay, it's a pretty good idea of what it is. He's writhing in pain, sucks. They take him off. I mean, that's 3-1 now, and he's not coming back. He's not coming back. So that one's a wrap. And similar with what's going on with Minnesota and Golden State, I don't know what Steph's prognosis is, but if he doesn't play, they can't win.
They can't win. They can't win. And when you got a team, and we talked just having fun talking about it, man, that dude, he smells blood in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while because you remember beginning of the season, they were struggling and new parts and everything like that. Then Julius Randle goes down. This dude's playing Julius Randle is balling.
I think this is the best he's ever played.
He is balling. Ball.
I know he was third team All NBA a couple years ago in New York, but I think he's better suited as a number two anyway.
Yes.
And he's really figured it out.
Yes, he has figured it out. They have figured it out. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, they were trying to hopefully get to the weekend, this weekend, without Steph. They were trying to see if they can get one of the next without Steph and hopefully that time off and they can get through the weekend and Steph can come back. But it don't seem like that's going to even matter right now because the one thing about him is, and we talk about the hamstring injury, he moves, he's constantly moving, he's constantly running, he's doing all these, like if he was just a regular point guard, maybe.
Yeah.
But as much as he moves without the ball and everything like that, and that sets up their whole offense, his movement.
When I never had anything like any of these sorts of things. Maybe you could speak to it from dealing with injuries and all of that throughout your career, but like there's certain things that are, you know, if it's a sprain or if it's an ankle or if it's something like that, you can kind of like tape it up and you can shoot it up and you can fake it for 48 minutes. You can't do anything to a hamstring.
It's a hard injury.
What do you do to a hamstring besides rest it?
That's pretty much it. You rest it. You know, obviously, you do some rehab and stuff. And I had one, I think I was with, no, I was in San Diego and like everybody was hurt. Like Gates' foot was jacked up then. I got to hand me the game, the previous game. And so I sat out all week of practice, and then Friday they came and gave me this contraption that, like, it was like a strap, and it went around all the way up to my ankle, so it pretty much was like my damn hamstring.
Oh, it was like functioning like a hamstring?
Yeah, it was functioning like a damn hamstring.
That's crazy. Yeah. So it just made your knee want to come up
exactly.
like that?
Exactly. And you know, we went out there and played.
You think Steph can play with that on?
I don't know.
That'd be crazy.
I don't move and cut like Steph, you know, and things like that. But, I mean, it's a delicate injury because it is because you always think it's feeling good. And then you get to a point where they're like, okay. Because there's no injury that gets re-aggravated more than hamstrings because it's feeling good. And then you try to turn it on, and then it just grabs again. And so, yeah, I know they tried to wait to get him to this weekend. It's just not going to happen. And this dude, Ant-Man, smells blood. And they smell blood. And the biggest thing they want to do is get this over as soon as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Because that Denver OK series, like, it'll be a war.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one series that is – I'm not saying no one's hurt. Of course, they're all banged up. But that's the one series that is unaffected by a massive superstar injury.
Right.
So hopefully that means it'll be the one series that's actually going to go seven and really entertaining. It has been thus far. But same thing in the Cleveland-Indiana series. Like, Cleveland came in injured, got right for one game, won it. And then game four, everybody got hurt again. They got smoked, and it feels like they're going to get beat in five. I wouldn't be surprised if three of the four series are over in five. I thought they were all going to be really good series.
Too.
But I also didn't think everyone's going to rupture their Achilles tendon.
Because they would have been.
Yeah, I think they would have been too. It's a shame. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about what the Braves put us through last night.
Goodness gracious.
Hey, win's a win.
Oh, my God.
Win's a win. But yeah, man. Come on. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ground ball up the middle. Here comes Eli White. And the Cardiac Kids find a way.
Yeah, they did. They came through again. Didn't have to be so hard. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Not a new conversation. But they won. They won the game. Bottom of the ninth inning. We're able to get a couple guys on, and then Verdugo drives in the winning run. 4-3. Take the first game of the series against the Washington Nationals. And we're right back where we were five times before.
There we go, baby.
One game away from 500.
Yeah, man.
Now, we're not going to be the fastest team to get back to 500 from starting 0-7. Okay, that's out the window. Just get back there today. Old familiar face,
yeah,
old
man.
Friend on the mound today, and Michael Soroka, after his long journey back from multiple injuries. He's found a little bit of footing with the Nationals this year. I know he made a start, then was out for a while, then made one start last week, so, you know, just at the very least, hopefully he can stay in the rotation healthily for the remainder of the season. But also, hopefully he gets pulverized today by the Braves.
Exactly, man. Great win.
Welcome home.
Great win last night. Like you said, harder than you thought it was. Good to see Marcell Ozuna doing a couple
nice
things.
Nice to see.
Ninth inning, I mean, it was so beautiful with the bunt and everything, moving over the runner and things like that. He needed to get that bunt perfectly considering what his ass did.
Yes.
But no, it was just a great game. What a freaking play by Michael Harris, man.
It's one of the best catches I've ever seen.
Goodness gracious, what a damn grab. He almost
had that other one. Man, he tracked that ball down in the gap. I thought he was going to get it. But, yeah, the catch against the wall
it was unbelievable. Another clutch hit for him.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, he's doing what Michael does, especially out there in the field. But it wasn't his fault, really.
Yes, it was.
It was, but make a play for him.
Yeah.
What do I always say when a quarterback's struggling?
Sure.
Somebody, just make a play for him.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
It's an easy routine play.
It is.
Make a play. How tall is our first base? Matt Olson. Matt Olson's about 6'6".
He's very tall.
Yeah. How do you overthrow him?
Yeah, how do you miss his
How do you
wingspan?
Miss him?
The weird double clutch.
Yeah.
The ball was stuck
6'5".
In his hand or something like
that. How do you miss
like
him?
That. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I really don't know. But look, I mean, if that was the first one of the year, then we could be like, yeah, defense didn't bail him out. But he did
Yes.
Put runners on second and third.
He did.
You know, he was the. He was. Now, it was again soft contact. Still soft contact on him. Wasn't any home runs.
Okay, is that what we're going to keep going with him?
No, the bar is wildly low
they got to figure. They got to figure something out. But they got to win. Like you said, one win away from 500. Mike Soroka is in town. Go get him, man. He's not our Mike Soroka. We know that. But
Michael. Now he's Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's Mike here.
Yeah, when he was good, he was Mike.
He's Mike. Now he's Michael.
Then he was Michael. You know,
Don't let Michael do you dirty right in here. But yeah, it was. They got the win. But yeah, again, this. We mentioned it yesterday. You know they're gonna put his ass back out there today, right?
Oh yeah. No, Iglesias is the closer.
Yeah.
I mean, he's that's his job.
Yeah, right.
And Snit has said it many times. Like, you know, he's got too much of a track record for us to not believe he's gonna work his way through it.
When does that go away?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How long does the track record? Because Snit's an even bigger, longer track record guy than anybody.
That is so true.
Because he'll trust you.
That is so true. And I mean, you know,
way longer than most people would.
He knows the pulse of the ball club and wants to give everybody the benefit of the doubt to come up out of this and everything like that. My only question would be to win.
Yeah. At a certain point.
At a certain point, when does that be like?
And right, I don't know what point that is. Right. Let's hear. Maybe Snit answers it in this audio clip right here. He was asked about Iglesias last night,
and that was kind of a, you know, it's a tough play with a good runner, too, right there. Yeah, I know, Port Iggy. It's, you know, I know he's not pleased with it, but it's like just the other day there was just like some balls right out of the reach and hitting the right spot. You know, that ball could have been right at Nick too. You know what I mean? And then the inning's over and he gets a save and he's kind of pitching into some tough luck here, too.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds like a guy who's not anywhere near making a change.
All right, now, the first hit of the bottom of the night, okay, it went to the second baseman. You saw that bounce.
Mm-hmm.
What is it right there? Because Ozzie's been caught with that same kind of play at second that obviously benefited the Braves this time.
Yeah.
Is there like a rock right there? Because it seems like every time the ball goes like that, it does it to Ozzie. It doesn't. Did their second baseman yesterday?
You're questioning the grounds crew?
Of course, Truist? Not, Andy. Hey, man, you're talking to a guy who don't mow his own damn lawn.
You think they got bad rakes out there?
I don't know. But am I going crazy?
No, there's been some hops.
It's been some weird hops right there at second base, man. Maybe the grounds.
Also, hops look bigger with Ozzie though, because he's little. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah,
but that could be it. But yeah, that to me sounds like a manager who needs his team to be up by seven in the ninth, so you don't have to use it. So you can give him some time off. Because if the game's close, he's coming in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If the game's close, he's coming in.
It would be cool if the offense would do that.
Yeah, get because up, let Bummer go out there and close things
like,
out.
Even though 3-1 was good, and obviously, you know, you got to give Holmes credit for how well he pitched again, went out there and had a really nice outing really again. But, like, you're allowed to score more than 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You just go back and look through the last week or two of games. Obviously, last night they score in the ninth to make it 4-3. They lose to the Pirates on Sunday, scored 3. They beat the Pirates on Saturday, scored 3. Had to go to extras to do it. Friday night, scored 2. They did get 5 against the Reds, an offensive onslaught against the Reds the game before that. Lost, scored 3. Won, scored 2. You know what I mean? The last time they scored more than 4 runs, outside of that one game against the Reds where they scored 5, they beat the Rockies 8-2. In Colorado, where everybody scores a million runs.
Yeah, right.
It would be cool to get some runs against Mike Soroka tonight.
Yeah.
Michael Soroka.
Michael Soroka. Yeah, it would be nice. It would be really nice, Andy. You think they're going to have
him? No.
Okay.
No, I have no belief in this offense whatsoever now.
Yeah, man.
Until they prove otherwise.
Yeah, but I mean, Schwelly's on the mound. Hopefully, he goes out there and builds off of the strong start he had last week. Got some good news. Got to see some highlights of Spencer Strider out there doing some tossing the ball around. But the best news is that old Ronnie,
yep.
Old nephew, starting rehab assignment.
Starts today.
Yeah, man. And, you know, I mean, they always talk about how he feels. Ronald is a competitor. He ain't going to tell you if he's not feeling good. He ain't going to be like, yeah, you know what, it's kind of tight. No, he's trying to get his ass back to the big club.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, he's back in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Best case scenario, he's back sooner than that.
Yes. Yeah. And so
the clock starts today.
The clock starts, and it's all about, you know, the trust in the knee. Obviously, you know, him getting a rhythm and everything like
obviously,
that.
Obviously, there's a worst case scenario than that, but I'm not.
We're not thinking about that right now. But I mean, the good news is we've been wondering and asking, and we've got our answer. He's starting baseball.
Yep.
You know, it's not a rehab or it's not seeing the doctor, see what he can do baseball activities. This is baseball. He's
it's
playing.
Actual baseball. Yes,
actually baseball that he's playing.
Who's he playing against in Northport? Like this, like instructional
practice
league?
Squad.
Okay, because like
hopefully that means that they don't send him to Gwinnett. That they get a look at him there with some simulated games.
Okay.
And let's go. It's
yeah.
time.
Okay,
let's go.
Because like he's not in AAA. He's
no.
not in AA.
No, exactly.
He's down there with some. You know, I don't know who these guys are.
Is it practice squad?
They're not as good as him.
Oh, yeah. Not too many are.
That's not what they're called, but they do have a team of guys that are just not in the minor league system.
Uh-huh.
They're just, I mean, it's kind of the practice squad.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, how much you can pay for that?
Probably not much.
Okay.
Probably not much, but you get to play with Ronald Acuña today.
Which is awesome right there.
Which is pretty cool.
I'm sure, I don't know if they have like fans or anything that are allowed in there, but I'm sure that place is going to be jam-packed, especially if Ronald Acuña Jr. is down there, man. But yeah, that was some good news. To finally get answers to some of the questions that, especially about you, two of your biggest stars, it seems like how long do we think that that Spencer's going to be out with? Till next week, probably.
Well, I think with this little simulated start
when is it tomorrow?
Yeah,
it's tomorrow, right? Okay,
so it could be this weekend.
It could be this weekend. Okay.
Yeah,
when they go to Boston,
I'd love to see him make that start in Boston against the Red Sox this weekend. Hey, the Falcons are headed to Germany.
There we go.
They're going to play the Colts. In November?
November 9th.
November 9th.
Yeah.
That's right. They're going to head to Berlin, Germany, and take on the Conti Bowl, because Conti's brother works for the Colts.
Oh, That's right. Yeah. I did the little video and things. I mean, first of all, it's going to be a lot of fun. They it blows your mind how much they love football over there. And then get an opportunity to go to Berlin. Been there. Fun city and everything like that. But, yeah, just, you know, it's – I don't like – international games. I think all they get should be played on our own soil.
Neither do I.
They don't give a damn what Randy thinks.
No, they didn't ask
And
us.
So, I mean, you get an opportunity to go over there. It's not like it used to be because teams would go over there the whole week. They're not really doing that anymore. They go usually Thursday or something like that, get acclimated, get a day on the ground, and then you go play football. Obviously, it's at 9:30 in the morning this time. But, yeah, good for the Falcons. Good for the Falcons fan base who get an opportunity to go over there and they get a chance to go and watch them and things like that.
Is that a home game?
No, it's a Colts game.
Good.
Yeah. And so you saw that. I saw just, you know, from algorithm, I guess there's a big fan club over there.
Okay.
Over there.
Great.
Atlanta Falcons fan club over there that I saw them tweet out being extra excited, getting an opportunity to go see the Falcons play over there. It's a cool thing. It's cool. But the thing about it, them fans, they love freaking football, American football, as they would like to say it over there. So, yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
Who's the most German Falcon?
The most German Falcon?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Neusel? That sounds like
a
German name.
That sounds German, doesn't it?
Neusel.
Yeah.
Say
it, it does.
Yeah, that sounds German.
But he's not on the team.
Not yet, but he will be.
Yeah, he's not on the team. That,
oh, man, if they're going to London, Drake London,
could you imagine just perfect. All of the ads and everything, they will be of Drake London.
Charlie Warner. Warner sounds German, but they'd probably say Werner.
Well, I don't know. Charlie Warner.
I think Warner's a German name.
How you figure?
I don't know.
Oh.
It just looks
you
like
go
and
with
seems
it, I'll go
German.
With it. We'll put two dots over the top of the U.
Werner.
Yeah. Because
you know how the Germans, they say their W's like V's.
Yes. Woman.
Wagner. You know,
Wagner.
The Wagner brothers. Yeah, we don't have any Wagners.
Woman.
I'm trying to look at some other names on the team. I don't know. Anyway, Falcons are going to Germany. That'll be fun. I'd go.
Yeah. Why not? It's a fun trip. Germany's fun. Germany's fun.
You used to live in Germany?
I did.
My dad, when he was in the Army, he was in Germany for a while.
I was in Berlin when the wall came down. Actually there.
There you go.
Yeah, I was actually there when the wall came
That's
down.
That's amazing.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, I'm pretty – no, I don't know nobody over there. Well, my cousin lives over there.
Yeah.
My cousin Daniel.
Yeah, I just met your cousin 2 weeks ago.
My cousin Daniel.
He has a German accent.
Yes. Because like, he's German.
Yeah.
Yeah. He lives in Germany. Yeah, he was here. He'll be here next month sometime. So, yeah, I mean
– we can stay with him.
I can find a place for us to live. I mean, you know, he got this farm. He lives on a farm. And it's like –
that's right up my alley.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you
– I grew up with sheep.
You and – like sheep and goats and stuff.
We got German in the lineage.
I know you're from don't tell me. God dog it. Don't tell me. Austria.
Mm-mm.
No, you're not Austrian.
No, that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Scandinavian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Scandinavian.
Right. Scandinavian. German. Irish.
It's all there somewhere.
Just the whitest ones. Just take all the whitest ones, add them together, and then that's me. All right, we'll come back. Mike Conti is going to join us. Speaking of the Conti Bowl, we'll talk about what happened last night in the NBA, the draft lottery. The Hawks have 2 picks in the first round, too, by the way.
Yeah, man.
And I don't know, Atlanta United, do you want to do that to us and him? I know he's on the road right now because of Atlanta United. We might as well ask him about it. It's not been great lately. Maybe they can get off the schneid tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Get back into that Falcons and Colts in Germany news. Obviously, the entire NFL schedule will be out tomorrow, which is the Super Bowl for social media teams.
Yes.
On the NFL, on Twitter and Instagram and all of that stuff. They've made a real holiday of all the different cool ways that teams release their schedules. And I expect another great performance from the Falcons media team. They've done a great job throughout the years. So.
Still, the Game of Thrones still is the best one to me, but they do all of them. Dude.
That was a really good one. My favorite one, I think, still is the one in Nashville where they just had like the pictures of the logos and asked people what they thought they were.
Right.
And people were just so wrong about it.
Like, damn, that's like the sports question on Jeopardy. Like, damn.
I know. Sometimes you just forget how far removed some people are from the world of sports.
Yes.
All right, Mike Conti on the road, usually in studio on Tuesdays, but on assignment for Atlanta United as they take on they've got a game at Austin tomorrow, pregame at 8, kickoff at 9 o'clock. Mike, how are you?
What up, Mikey?
Hey guys, how are you?
Pretty good. And we'll get to some Atlanta United and the road trip in just a minute. But obviously big news last night in the NBA. I just want your general approach towards conspiracy theories.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around how something like that happens. But yet at the same time, this happens a lot. Like the Cleveland Cavaliers losing LeBron James and then suddenly coming up with the first overall pick in the lottery. Well, that's kind of strange. Obviously the legend kind of started with the New York Knicks and the frozen envelope and Patrick Ewing back in 1985. It's just, I have very mixed feelings about this, guys, because I don't want to see the practice of tanking rewarded. I don't like that. I don't like seeing teams shut themselves down in March with the goal in mind of getting a top four draft pick. I think that's completely uncompetitive. and kind of, you know, embarrassing for the sport. But boy, oh boy, the Dallas Mavericks just got the ultimate get-out-of-jail-free card for something insanely stupid that they did a few months ago. And I don't think it's a conspiracy. I think we, you know, if you're going to conspire to do something like that or have it set up to happen intentionally, there's just too many people involved who you're going to need to trust to keep that secret. And at some point, it's going to get out. I don't think you can execute a conspiracy to that degree. I cannot believe that the Mavericks have gotten a get-out-of-jail-free card like that. It doesn't feel fair, but that's the way it is.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's crazy because we're just talking like, you know, the year the Hawks had those odds, they got the first pick. Yet it was in.
Yeah.
But
nobody was saying anything about conspiracies last year.
Yeah, nobody cared about it.
Yeah, I guess nobody cared.
Nobody cared about it last year, Mike.
Although Risa Shea was very good.
He was very good. Hey, Mike, are we any closer to like finding out who's going to be the guy who's going to make a lot of the big decisions here in Atlanta?
I don't know if we really are. And I have to be honest, I think there is still a chance that they may not make a hire at all. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of reporting about the people that they've talked to. You know, I just can tell you independently that a lot of those reports are true. I know, you know, Andy and I had talked a couple weeks ago about maybe the Hawks had zeroed in on a particular candidate. You know, that's what I was led to believe 2 weeks ago. That candidate still hasn't been hired. That makes me wonder now if something has changed, or if there's been a change to the philosophy of how they're going to go about doing this. Remember, they do have a GM,
right,
and they have a coach with a lot of personnel experience. They don't necessarily have to make a hire just for the sake of making a hire. And I'll say the same thing again that I've said the last couple weeks. You don't have to go into the luxury tax to hire a high-priced general manager or president of basketball ops or head coach. You don't have to go into the luxury tax. You don't need to go into an apron or anything like that. There's no penalty to going out and spending big money on a proven executive who knows how to build championship teams. And I would really like to see the Hawks take advantage of that and find that person. But perhaps they have found that the market is not what they anticipated it would be. Perhaps the market has still not fully shown itself yet, because we're still in the middle of the NBA playoffs. You know, I keep hearing Mike Bell say, well, they got to talk to someone from Oklahoma City. They might not be able to right now. The Oklahoma City Thunder are playing. You know, they're in the playoffs right now. So it might be like in the NFL, where you have to be a little bit calculated and deliberate about how you interview coaching candidates if those teams are in the playoffs. It might be the same deal in the NBA right now. So I think my long answer to your short question, Randy, is I don't get the sense that any decision is imminent. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance they may not do anything. I think there's a chance they might be totally cool in letting this go until after the playoffs and then assessing the market at that point.
Do you think that there's any chance that timeline, if that was what they did, impacts their ability to kind of get in on the ground floor some of this offseason stuff, like Giannis, for instance? Like, he's open to conversations about leaving Milwaukee. There's going to be other guys too, like that start to filter out,
yeah,
that are done playing now. Like, you know, you're right. Nothing can really actually happen until after the playoffs anyway, but we know how it works. There's conversations that happen behind the scenes. I just wonder if it would be nice to have the decision-making leadership in place for now that all this stuff is starting to move in the offseason.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's a good point, Andy. But you have decision-makers in the building. You have a GM. You have a coach. You have an owner. You have enough people who can be involved in the decision-making that could go ahead and execute something like that. I also, I mean, quite frankly, I just don't know how realistic it would be for the Hawks to be in the Giannis sweepstakes, mm-hmm, in the sweepstakes for a really, really big name like that. I think, but to a large degree, that's going to depend on the biggest decision of all they have to make this offseason, which is what's going to happen with Trae Young. But as I assess it right now, I mean, yeah, it's fun to think about. Could Giannis end up in an Atlanta Hawks jersey? It's fun to think about it. I don't know how they could pull that off. I just don't know what assets they would have to pull that off, and what philosophical change would come with the people who are currently making the decisions, where bringing in Giannis would suddenly be on the table.
Mike, we got the news earlier this morning. Kind of new, you know, was out there the Falcons going over to Berlin to play. The Colts officially came down today. Do you view this as an honor to go over there? Because a lot of times, a lot of players, I'll be honest, don't want to make that trek and everything. But do you look at it as an honor that's bestowed upon the teams for the NFL to go over there?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. And in fact,
because it's not.
No. Okay. I mean, let's look at the games that were announced yesterday. You know, the Eagles against the Bears, against the Commanders. You know, these big Christmas games and Week One games, like Eagles Cowboys. Like those are the games you're honored to play in because they're going to command the largest television audiences. 9:30 in the morning on NFL Network and NFL Plus. I mean, let's face it, that's not an attractive TV window here in the United States. So, no, I don't look at it as, you know, you're being selected for any. The teams will spin it as an honor, and I'm sure it will be a lot of fun. It'll be something different for the teams, especially, you know, the Falcons have never been to Germany before. I think the Indianapolis Colts have. But, look, the way this is going, everyone's going to play an international game every year within the next probably 4 to 6 years. I mean, there's been discussion that the league is even trying to carve out its own television package just for the international games. You know, in order to do that, you're going to have enough inventory where you're playing internationally every week. And that means 18 games. You have 32 teams in the league. You're going to have everyone play internationally at least once. How do you feel, by the way, if you were the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah.
The Minnesota Vikings today got selected for 2 international games, both as the road team, in back-to-back weeks. So they have to play in Ireland and then stay over there and play in London. Now, they're both road games. They don't lose a home game as a result. But, you know, talk to the Minnesota Vikings today to see how honored they feel that they're going to have to give up a week and a half to, you know, practice and play over in Europe. I don't think they're going to be too terribly thrilled about that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about the way that the league and teams are trying to spin it as, like, literally the email that I have right now about it is Falcons selected to play in Berlin. Yeah. Yes, that is technically true. But I think they're all sort of looking at it like, all right, fine, we'll make the best of it. I'd rather be playing
Did you automatically qualify for the playoffs if you win your international game? Is there a competitive advantage to winning the international game?
Don't give them any ideas.
But my point is, like, okay, if you're selected,
right?
Great. You're selected for the Fiesta Bowl, which means you get to play in the college football playoffs. That is a selection based on an accomplishment. You know, to be selected to play in a regular season game where there's no competitive advantage to winning or losing it. I guess selected is probably the right verb. And look, it'll be fun. Like, I'm not trying to poo-poo any of this. It'll be a lot of fun. Randy, you've lived in Germany. Like, it'll be different. It'll be a fun experience. But no, this should not be treated as, you know, because of prestige or interest or something like that. That's how these international matchups came to be. It's just a rotation and who's due to play overseas and at what time.
What does Atlanta United need to do tomorrow to snap the 6-game winless streak?
Great question. Score goals.
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think that would be
it's
a
nice
start.
For
I
mean, the other team to score some for them to try to help them out a little bit, but wasn't enough.
The other team is their second leading goal scorer this year.
Yeah.
That's true. If you can believe that.
I'd believe it.
I don't know. I wish I had some profound analysis or a matchup or some kind of individual element of the match that I could zero in on and say, you know, this could be potentially significant or this could be a turning point or this could really help. Unfortunately, you're at the point right now where you're just trying to score a goal.
Yep.
It's amazing, stunning that we're talking that way, but that's what it is. It's a process just to get the ball in the back of the net right now. So, you know, you go into a match tomorrow on the road. This is your sixth road match of the year. You've gone 0-4-1 in your first five. It's going to be a very, very breezy 98 degrees at kickoff tomorrow night. They've actually pushed it back to try to get it a little bit cooler. The one thing that I think Atlanta United might have an advantage in tomorrow, if you're looking for something, Atlanta United, I think, is a deeper club than Austin. Austin also had to play this weekend on the road in Cincinnati. They lost that game. I do think Atlanta United is a little bit deeper. In fact, Austin, right now on their first team roster, I want to say they only have 18 or 19 outfield players on their first team roster and then the two goalkeepers. So Atlanta United, I think, will have the benefit of a little bit of depth. You know, I know there was a comment made by Ronnie Dyla yesterday. There might be a lineup change. I haven't heard anything about that yet, but that could maybe be something that could catch Austin by surprise, and maybe you get a competitive advantage that way. But I don't want anyone to think that, you know, Atlanta United's really, really close to getting this thing turned around, because from where I see it right now, I think we're talking about a multi-step process to getting this thing turned around.
Well, enjoy Austin nonetheless. I know that you will. Mike, thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, guys. Take care.
Mike Conti there, 92.9 The Game, Hawks and Atlanta United broadcaster. Again, Atlanta United taking on Austin tomorrow at 9 o'clock, pregame at 8. Total whiff by me in the last segment, by the way. Who's the most German Falcon? How about the place kicker who was born in Berlin? Lenny Craig.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Man was born in Germany.
Did not know
Couldn't
that.
Couldn't get any more German than that.
Well, I mean, is he going to be the kicker?
Don't know.
Oh, okay.
He might not actually be.
He might not be kicking
on the team. But he is currently.
Where's your pride, young way?
Employed by the Atlanta
Where's
Falcons.
Where's your pride?
Yeah. Lenny Craig, born in Berlin.
Damn.
In the year 2002.
Where's your pride?
Which is outrageous. It's not long enough ago to be playing in the NFL, but I guess it is. I guess it is. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.